Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. Today, I'm speaking with Maria Martinez. She's a dear friend and a sister who has the unique ability to trace ailments and distortions back to their root causes across dimensions. Now, whether facing the influence of draconian, reptilian, archon, or Anunnaki energies, or encountering lesser-known entities, Maria, in partnership with a luminous collective of beings, clears interference, restoring the divine human blueprint. This show, Dare to Dream, won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards. Welp magazine named this show one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it's high ranking on Apple Podcast. See, I just really have to show you my outfit because it's from Glastonbury, UK, and even though my head's being cut off, this is how they design things. So goddessy, so flowy, so I don't know if I get the wizard vibe, but I do get the priestess. So I just want you to see like the Mary Magdalene deal before I take it off and my head comes back. Ta-da! But yes, this is how they design their fabulous clothing. So enjoy! This show, thankfully, is sponsored by Dr. Dane here in Access Consciousness. They do energy work. If you'd like to take one of their classes or become a facilitator, go to Dr. Dane here, HEER.com. If you'd like to know your galactic ancestry, if you'd like your free starseed gift to learn way more about your lineage out there in the stars, go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. That's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Now, 2025 events and opportunities coming up. I'm very excited. Next up, my guest, Maria Martinez, and myself, Debbie Dashinger. We are both speaking and presenting. And also, Maria will have a booth at LA Conscious Life Expo. That's February 7th through the 10th. You can join me as I'm speaking on shamans and ETs, where they intersect in their message for today. That's on Friday at 5 p.m. I'll also be doing a 90-minute workshop on Sunday at 10 a.m. on animal spirit medicine for the new year. I'm also moderating the Galactic Federation and ET Races panel Saturday at 2:30. The panelists that I am moderating are Elizabeth April, Ishmael Perez, Sarah Adams, Tony Gazzi, Anthony, Debbie Solaris, and Jerome Martin. And for the first time ever at Conscious Life Expo, I've been asked to host a live podcast, which I'm doing with an audience at 1:30 on Sunday. I am interviewing Marilyn Gawaki, who channels Zazar. If you are interested and you feel the call of the wild to come join us, and how could you not, use this link, please, to secure your tickets. Go to debbiedashinger.com/CLE for Conscious Life Expo, CLE. And then after that, Cosmic Connections on February 12th. Now, I just did a live Q&A for free with people. It was such a smash success. If you're on my newsletter, you got the replay. People are already saying, can we do these more often? So we can. I'm going to figure out something to do. There's probably a combo platter for free every month. That's a Q&A and or depending on the energy out there, I'll know, or a healing. And that'll be really fun to connect with you guys and build community. I am offering a 90-minute shamanic group healing coming up. That's Wednesday, February 12th, 3 p.m. Pacific or 6 p.m. Eastern, where I'm doing an extended healing experience for those who register. People are already signing up, so you definitely want to reserve your seat before it fills up. It's normally $97 for the 90 minutes, but right now only the group Zoom is only $33. It will be in the show notes, how to book that. And finally, February 9th through March 19th, a 5-week deep dive program into ETs, DNA, healing, and shamanism, 5 Wednesdays. And that's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. The cost is usually $9.97. We're having an early bird special for now only of $333 for all 5 weeks. You can do it in one payment. You can do it in two. Do it before the price changes. You can register again at a link in the description in the show notes. There's only 20 spots available. There is a 7-day money-back guarantee, so secure your seat in this life-changing program to work with me and build community. Well, my guest, without further ado, is Maria Martinez. She's navigated the tapestry of dimensions and timelines since childhood. Descended from a lineage of powerful shamans, she embodies ancient wisdom and is guided by archangels, ascended masters, and luminous beings from across the cosmos. Maria has visited her own starship, walked the corridors of the Confederation ship, and has been sought out by interdimensional beings seeking her guidance and leadership in their cosmic causes. She's a cosmic weaver, an architect of divine sovereignty, a quantum alchemist who ignites soul transformations. Maria possesses the unique ability to perceive and mend distortions within the human energy field, tracing ailments and interferences back to their root cause. She works with so many. She's a psychic medium, she's a channel, and she also communicates with the Galactic Federation, the Ascended Masters, and angelic realms. If you'd like to learn more about her, go to 360 prosperity.com. That's 360prosperity.com. And with that, I welcome the beautiful Maria Martinez to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you back on the show.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be back. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful time.
Yeah, we're going to go there. Okay. And I wanted to ask you one thing because I realized I had a question in your bio. When you're talking about rooting out these things that attach themselves to people or create interferences or sometimes are a cause of something, in the list, there's draconian and then there's reptilian. I want, from your perspective of knowing and interacting with these beings, let's start with the reptilian. Are they all bad? Or is there an amalgam, like there's an amalgam of humans that we might typify good, bad, indifferent?
Yeah, I think within all the races, and this has been my experience, there are those that are here to help humanity, or they're here living among us. Then there's those that have their own agenda. And I've seen that really across the board with many of the beings. Even with Pleiadians, even with Arcturians, there's been a group that are not aligned with the highest intention. So when I work with Arcturians or Pleiadians, or when I'm clearing somebody from their interference, whether it's an Anunnaki or a reptilian, I always ask, what is this about? And is this in the highest good? And then is this ready to change? So I look for the highest possibility moving forward. And, I've had experiences with reptilians are there to show the person a lesson. They've actually had an agreement with them about embodying their own power, because reptilians can they can present themselves, and this is how I've seen them, as humanoids, as sort of a reptile form, or as a snake being. And a lot of times people have sort of an aversion to an image like that in their field, or even a snake in their field, especially if they have fears around snakes. So I found that it's not always what it seems. So I always ask the question, what is this really about? And what is the intention for that essence or that image or that interference revealing itself in that moment? Sometimes it is an apparent interference. Sometimes it could be that they've been there for a while and now they're ready to move on, and they came in with that person from other lifetimes, or they had work with that being in another lifetime or in another galaxy. And now they're ready to complete and move on to a higher level of ascension. So again, that long answer to say, there is There are beings that have a good intention, and there are beings that have their own agenda.
Yeah. And so, specifically, the reptilians and the Dracos, I mean, I know that there's definitely lots of great reptilians. And what about the Dracos across the board? What is your experience there?
With Dracos, I'm very similar to reptilians. Now, because of my mission, because I work with restoring the divine blueprint, I'm not necessarily always coming across the Dracos or the reptilians or the Anunnakis that are in the highest good. Usually, I'm coming across the ones that are
That makes
interfering
sense.
because that is part of my mission. So I you know, it wouldn't be efficient, and that we want to go in there and do what we need to do. So I am looking for, or I'm encountering the ones that are interfering with the divine blueprint. But I
Yeah.
could say that I've had experiences meeting or being in a in front of a council where I've seen draconians, where I've seen Anunnakis that share that highest possibility, that have the highest intention.
And in the starship that you were so lucky to be aboard, is that your family? And if so, who is that?
Yeah, so I've had experiences of going into ships since I was about 12. I didn't really think much of it just because it wasn't a conversation I was having with my family or with friends. It was like, oh, this happened. It almost felt like a dream. But that became more common as I, you know, went through my years and as I began also my shamanic training. The first ships were sort of coming back home and showing me another aspect of me. Now the ship that I go into is my own ship, where my guides and guardians and team of healers and experts are, where I a lot of times take my clients to receive healing or to receive an activation or to repair the DNA. And in this ship that we go to, it's sort of intelligence. It's very intelligent, meaning that we once we arrive, the room that we go into is exactly what we need for that person. So it doesn't have just one med bay, it doesn't have just one sanctuary or one healing chamber. It's organic. It's what the client needs when we go there. And when we go there, we're always really welcomed by the team that is going to do that work. So I call on the divine essence, the luminous in beings that are part of my team and part of the guardian team. And they're not always the same. Again, the ones that show up are specific to what we're going to do for the client.
I would imagine with everything going on in the world, and you gave it a really positive twist at the beginning of our conversation, and a lot of people are experiencing so a lot of the things going on in an anxious way, in a fearful way, in an unhappy way, in a resistant way, etc., and as in a sad way. Even, there is great sadness with things like the California fire, or I'm actually amazed, to be honest, the past couple of days. And I'm not a news girl, but I subscribe to a couple of things. So I'm still in the know, very specific where I get my resources from. And I've been shocked at some of the things, the plane crash, the stampede in India. I could go on and on. So this does something to people. And when it does something to people, it lowers their vibration. And we all know the one thing we want to do is keep our frequency high for the best and highest for us. And when we lower our frequency, we become vulnerable to these beings, these a little bit parasitic, vampiric kind of beings that are like, ah, they're open. So that must make you a very busy person right now.
Yes, and you're right about that. You're right about when we are in a lower state of awareness or a lower state of emotion, then we're open and they can hook in. However, sometimes they're already there in these situations, trigger sort of their power on us, the hold that they have on us. Because if we're going through life and we're usually positive, we're usually optimistic, we're doing our work, then we're heading into the direction of raising our vibration, holding the higher state of consciousness. But when something like that happens, it is sort of trauma. to our nervous system, to our energetic system, to our awareness and to our state of consciousness. So that does create sort of an opening for these things to either amplify if they're already there. So they sort of gain a greater ownership of our body, or other things to come in and attach to us and then try to hold us there in that state of consciousness, in that lower state of consciousness.
Okay, what is this year about? What is going on? And it feels to me when I ask that question that it's more like this year going forward. Like there is a demarcation happening, and there's an energy bringing us forward, forward, forward into the next, all of what's going on. Can you describe from your perspective and all of what you see and who you engage with, what the truth is right now?
Yeah, and that's a really great question because it's really coming up a lot. What I've seen from group working with Earth and especially during the fires and working with humanity, mass consciousness, and even my groups and my individual clients, that this year is a year. It's almost like we're being not as it's not forceful, but we're really being propelled to move forward into a higher level of awareness and move forward to a higher level of consciousness and into the light. And we're also in this push, we're also sort of, again, not forced, but we're having to look at all the things that we were attached to, all the things that we were hooked into, all the things that are now ready to be completed. So that some of it may be the fear, some of it may be the comfort zone, some of it may be old habits and behaviors that we were so attached to in the way of looking at the world. Some of it is with complacency. Now, moving into this year is really about possibility, is really about letting go and shedding. And I know we say that at the beginning of the year, but really the energies here are really like you can feel them. They're very visceral in that sheddingness, in that letting go, in that completing the past. And it almost feels like it's going to happen anyway. Like, even if you say, I don't want to, I'm resisting, I'm not ready for it. It's like what do you call those trams or those kind of elevators at the airport? They take you, like you don't have to, you just get on it, you don't have to walk. So it's like you're on it and it's taking you. You're not really moving, you're not moving your feet, but it's taking you anyway. So that's the how the energy feels. Like even if you resist, you're still going to move. You're still going to move. So, my recommendation is go with it and just look at what's in front of you and look at it as an opportunity. Everything is really an opportunity for us to elevate and to awaken and to embrace more of ourselves and to step into the higher version of ourselves and to create that deeper impact and serve at a higher level. And really, that's what the year's about. And even as I'm saying it, I'm looking at the energy that is coming in. I see all these little seeds that are coming down from the universe and they're being planted, but they feel like it's that seed of renewal, is this seed of beautiful, powerful energy of forward movement. These are the seeds. It's, the seeds of the new prosperity, of the new abundance, of the new peace. It just feels really, really good.
Yeah, how interesting, because you perceive the energy of shedding. We just began the Chinese New Year of the Wooden Snake. And when I talk about snake in shamanic terms, and I will be talking about it at Conscious Life Expo, that's exactly it. We ask snake for its medicine because snake sheds its skin in one piece. The same way we want to shed our old stories, our old limiting ways of being that no longer serve us. And so it is such beautiful medicine this year because I know a lot of people like to hold on to stuff, but at the same time, isn't it beautiful that you can release what doesn't serve you? Because always, always, especially if you're a member of this tribe, you are going to up level. It's going to get better. And so, if that is true, that we get into a funk, our vibration goes down, we're way more susceptible to things, and then we come hire you to take them off, whatever the situation is. But let's say that there is somebody who, especially the fire, I mean, you and I live in California, it's just for us, right? There's a lot of people who can't rebuild, and they're going, what do I do? Where everything in one flash gone. And so there's that. Or you think about somebody who's going through a divorce, which is a very difficult situation. There's lots of situations. Maybe they've lost a job. So what can they do while they are going through the feelings of that event and honoring all the feelings, but at the same time, having some kind of mindfulness about staying a little buoyant in their frequency and vibration? What is the solution there?
Yeah, and obviously, there's a lot going on and there's a lot to process in this time, especially if you were directly affected by what's going on. I think the key, first of all, is just to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, because a lot of times we try to bottle them up, or we try to push them aside, or we get lost in them. So finding that balance of allowing your feelings and moving through your feelings, and then again, seeing that path forward one step at a time and staying in that present moment of what is, and realizing, because sometimes we feel like we can't control things, and when we don't have control, we move further into fear, or we move further into anger. Just realizing there are certain things that I can't control, but I will focus on the things that I can control. And what you can control is, first of all, your perspective and how you're relating to every situation. And again, it's not easy going through all of that, and especially if you've lost everything, but also realizing that I'm still here, and I'm still here for a purpose. And what is that next for me? And what am I here to do? And moving forward in that sense of I'm important and I matter. And as I'm here, there's something for me to learn about this, and there's something for me to share about this, because a lot of these are learnings and lessons. And then how do I create more? How do I call it back? Because when something like that happens, when we lose something, we really don't lose it. We are able, it's still there in your field, it's still yours. So how do I call that back? So focusing on that rebuilding and calling that back, that which you feel like it was mine, I don't have it in my presence, the material possession of it is gone. So how do I call that back in a different way? And again, really being conscious about, again, not falling into the despair, the victimization, because that moves us into the space of feeling helpless, of feeling hopeless. And we want to stay in the possibility. We want to stay in the what is next for me? And then taking action from that. The more we take action, the more we stay present, the more we move forward. But the more we honor our what we're feeling and allowing ourselves to grieve through that loss, and then again stepping into the new, and then showing up for everybody else around us, especially if we have family, then that really helps the healing to go deep and fast and accelerate also what you're calling back in. So it allows you to move into the space, almost into a new quantum level or quantum timeline. When you're able to move into that quantum timeline, you're able to call back what is no longer there, what you feel you've lost, or what for the moment you're not able to hold. So you're able to call it back. And I feel like that's really important for everybody, to recognize nothing has been lost. You can call it back and come back in. It may look a little bit different, or it may take a little bit more time, but the key is to know that it's still yours, that is still available to you.
That's so beautiful. That's really helpful. It's a great reminder. Nothing really is ever lost. I know it's all an illusion. Just very interesting. So, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to share. I remember when all of that was happening, as you asked me about being busy, and I was running several groups during that time, and we were doing a lot of work to hold the space and to bring in the healing needed for that time. And what I really saw, that there was a lot of ancestral release happening during that time, a lot of karmic contracts and karmic trauma happening during that time. And of course, we don't want to go through that, those type of experiences. However, when we were able to notice, well, what was this about? And we're able to clear the ancestral and the karmic, then that allows us to open up a space for so much more, and create something new, especially for the generations to come. So we were holding the space for that. We were holding the space for those healings to flow through, to allow that to be in the highest good, and also to open up that space for the new generation, for the recreating of the new, and also for the healing and bringing back to balance for everybody involved.
Yeah. When you talk about perceiving or navigating the different dimensions simultaneously, how do you do that? How is it like to be you and be experiencing that? What do you see? What do
Yeah.
you feel?
So that happens in a couple of different ways. So sometimes I can be talking to a group or an individual, and we go into different timelines and dimensions, and I can one eye is here, the present, and the other one is opening up the dimensions. I can see all the dimensions being open, and I can see myself, and I can see it's going into. So that's one way that it happens. The other way that it happens is sort of remote viewing or bilocating, where they all have open up in front of me, and then I take my client into so that they can also see and experience, and they can also change, so they can actively choose the new design after we do the healing and retrieve or complete or heal what we need to heal, and then reset their timeline, reset that experience to move them into in a higher level of alignment. So it's like remote viewing, it's like bilocating, but what really ultimately what it is an expanding of consciousness, where you're moving into a higher level of consciousness and you're tapping into sort of the Google, right? The Google, you can find everything. So it's sort of the Google of the cosmic intelligence, cosmic wisdom, or cosmic library. And once you go into, you can really go into any or find any information available that pertains to the theme that we're working on. So if you're working on a specific trauma, or if we're working on contracts and agreements, or if we're working on healing the ancestral epigenetic, we can go into that space. And again, it's like a Google, it's like a big library, and we can pull everything out. And sometimes it looks like records, sometimes it looks like images or pictures, or films. And sometimes we go there and we can be and observe the actual event that's happening.
Can you express all of what you're capable of doing? I know that may be a tall order question, but I do think it's good for people to understand. I've experienced many, many, many of your healing ex gifts. We've had many sessions. And so I don't think I've ever brought anything to you that you said, I don't do that. Even my dog, when I had trouble with my dog, it was really scary and not knowing. And of course, she's everything. And boom, you do things. Or I had a really big event and you were just so sweet checking in with me. How are you doing? And I think it was because of the fires, I was taking on a lot of the emotion. I said, man, I think I'm getting sick. I don't feel well. And I'm supposed to get on a plane and do this big thing on a TV set. And, whatever you do. God bless. But it's powerful. I got there. I got off the plane. I got on the plane. It was gone. It was just gone. And I had been fighting it for about a week. So, you mentioned things shamanically and cosmically and all of this, but can you somehow put together your capabilities or skill set, if you will?
Sure. So I'll speak from the skill set, and I'll go up to sort of the higher umbrella of that. So a shamanic, so energy medicine, shamanic medicine, medical intuition, hypnotherapy, energy alchemy, and what helps really is that all my senses are awake. They're very fine-tuned. Clairvoyance, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, and they all sort of come online when I'm in front of somebody. And that helps me see an individual as a multidimensional being. It helps me actually expand their person as a multidimensional being. And that multidimensionality is either in their multidimensional forms like spirit, soul, energy, mental, physical, emotional, or the being here now, the being in other timelines, the being in other cosmic universes. So it helps me expand, helps me see multidimensionally, and that's how I'm able to find the root of everything. Now, all of this, it's the channeling, it's the mediumship that comes with my abilities being open or my clairs being open. And if I go to that higher level, it's what I was describing earlier. I'm able to tap into the universal intelligence, that universal wisdom, knowledge, that library, that is the makeup of everything that we are all of our histories. So it doesn't matter if the person is in Europe, it doesn't matter if they're in India, if they're in Australia. Once I tune into their field, we can go anywhere. I can uncover, I can see. And when I talk about the healing, so I'm able to tap into it and I'm able to see and say, oh, there it is. But I work with my beings. So I've actually transitioned from me using my own core life force, and this has been years, 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 to working with the team and the luminous beings that we talked about, the plasmic beings that we talk about. So usually when I tap into this field and I can see different things, I'm already communicating with them and saying, oh, look at what I found. And then they go in and they take care of it. They'll remove. They'll and they're these are the team of experts that I was describing when they take people into my ship, that they show up. So we have the ones that are the healers, the cosmic doctors, the galactic, surgeons, all of those expertise. But then we have the sort of the rescuers, the protectors, the ones that are the special forces, that go in and remove and release whatever's blocking the individual. Because ultimately, my mission is to help humanity move into their true sovereignty, and to live in alignment and fulfillment of who they are and who they're meant to be, to live in true freedom and true power. And to do so, they get to call back, they get to call forth, they get to reintegrate all the parts of who they are. So that means, first of all, choosing it. Secondly, being free from any attachment and being able to access it themselves. So that is my overall arching mission. So I'm able to do that with the help of these beings, with my abilities to be able to see deep into the root cause, and to call forth what is there.
Have you ever had an interdimensional experience that challenged your understanding of reality?
I would say I haven't, just because I've been seeing different things since I was a child. When I was a child, my closet door was sort of a portal. Well, it was a portal. The different beings would come in through this. I've had the experience of interacting with different beings, high and low, since I was a child. And in college, just things became amplified. So when I was in college, I didn't like getting into the evening, because that's when they all chose to visit me. So I had a lot of trouble with sleep when I was there, because immediately as soon as I started falling asleep, they would come in, and then it wasn't always pleasant, and I would find myself in other timelines or dimensions. So it's very chaotic. So again, to your question, no, I haven't, just because I've experienced this virtually all my life. But what I did when I found things that I didn't feel I had sort of control over, that's when I started my shamanic work with my mentor. I asked her to help me hone my skills to be able to call it up, call my abilities up when I needed them, and kind of tune them down when I was sort of in my day-to-day, like being in college, sitting in a classroom, or needing to do my homework. And so when I began to do that work, then the dimensions weren't always pulling me in, and if they were, I could pull myself back out.
Really cool. And the Elohim, they are involved in your work.
Elohim. So I am Elohim. I have the lineage of the Elohim, the angelic beings, the seraphim. And they are also part of that guardian group and part of the angelic beings that I work with to do this work. So a lot of times they come in as the collective, of the angelic collective that I work with, and it's very beautiful. It's very loving, and it's very beautiful to see the plasmic energy and the expansion of their wings, especially when they're showing up to do the work for my clients. It's very beautiful and powerful.
Well, talking about this year, this is a time of shedding, of letting go. This is a time of up-leveling as we let go. And this is a time, as you are healing people, that we become sovereign and we really step into why we're here and what our gifts are. Can you take us through an experience, a group experience, maybe to activate things that are waiting to come online right now?
Sure, that would be amazing.
It would.
Yeah,
Thank you.
okay, wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. So I'm just going to call everybody in, the audience, the listeners, the participants, their higher self, their energy signatures, to call in, to come into the space where they also create the space for everybody to step into. And I'm just going to ask for everyone to take a deep breath as they're doing this. So they're coming into the center of their head, they're coming into the heart space, and they're really allowing themselves to receive. We're going to take a deep breath. You can feel, hear the light language coming in already, activating the space. And as we come into this heart center, and as we come into the center of the head, we want to also amplify the light within the center of the head. We want to come into the center of the light. We want to see ourselves surrounded by the light. We want to remember. We want to come back. We want to come back to that alignment. Go ahead and take a deep breath. We want to come deeply into the heart space, remembering who we are, remembering the truth of who we are, and feeling the expansion within ourselves as we surrender to the light, as we surrender to the divine essence within ourselves. And now we want to bring in our intention for the next. Now, as you're bringing in your intention, I'm going to begin to clear what is there. That could be confusion, that can be lack of clarity, that can be overwhelm, that could be feeling fatigued or tired, or feeling just the sadness and the grief of mass consciousness. Okay, one more deep breath. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Again, focus on your intention, focus on what the highest good. And in your intention, move into the place of having it all. Do not limit yourself. Everything that you want to see different, everything that you want to have, everything that you want to change, everything that you want to materialize, go ahead and bring that into the vision of the new, reality that you're creating. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. I can feel some resistance around the creating part of it. I can feel some reservation and of the asking. And some of it feels because some of you are feeling the energy of mass consciousness, especially the sadness and the grief. So we want to hold the highest frequency of light so that we can help everybody else move from that state of consciousness to a new possibility, a higher possibility. We want to be that anchor. We want to be that beacon. We want to be that beautiful radiance that anchors love, anchors new possibilities, anchors light, so that everybody else around us can begin to see, experience, feel what is possible for them. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. What I'm also seeing behind, so we're in this beautiful space. We're center. I see a lot of blue and blue flowers, and it's sort of like this beautiful dome because we're in this beautiful sacred space. But outside of that, I can see the interferences. Some of them, like I said, this is what I clear. Some of them are draconian, some of them are Anunnaki, and some of them are Archon, and they're sort of toward the left of. So I'm sitting in front, and I'm seeing everybody, and they're sort of to the left and kind of coming in, wanting to attach. So go ahead and take one more deep breath and move into the Your I am the sacred sun. I am the universe. I am universal field. I am universal intelligence. I am source. I am frequency. I am divine intelligence. I am free. I am sovereign. I am free. I am sovereign. I am choosing to step into my mastery. I am choosing to create my reality. I am choosing to step into the I am, the totality of who I am. I am choosing to embody my power. I am choosing to be free. I am choosing to be the master of my destiny, the designer of my life. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and lean into that. Lean into the energy that is being created as we bring in all these frequencies, these powerful frequencies of I am. Go ahead and take one more deep breath in. And if there's something coming up for you, something that you feel, I really want this for me, I am, and fill in the blank and put that in the container. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, so now I see other things that are interrupting. So these are other galactic beings, lesser known, interfering, and they're plugging into the power center and their power on the backside, and they're plugging into the sacra and just above the root chakra, and they're siphoning your ability to really embody your free will. They're siphoning your ability to really own fiercely your full power. They're interfering with your creative ability, you as creation, you as master of your destiny, you as the embodiment of source and universe within you, God within you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath, or just go ahead and remove them. So I can also see some of your karmic contracts, ancestral contracts coming up. And they're coming up because we're now completing them. So that the intention that we're holding is you as creation, you as creator, to embody that aspect of yourself, to embody that true sovereignty, and to embody that true freedom and joy in your life. So as we're calling that forth, everything else that is not in alignment with that is coming up to the surface, and we're just releasing it, releasing it, releasing it, releasing it, releasing it, releasing it. Focus on happiness. Focus on having it all. Focus on I am the master of my destiny. I am designing my new reality from joy, from happiness, from prosperity, from abundance. I'm calling back in everything that is mine, everything that I came across that I wasn't even able to hold in the past. Now I'm calling all of that in my divine fortune, my divine happiness, my divine prosperity. I'm calling back love into my life. I'm calling back having it all, living my fulfilled life. Go ahead and call it back in, call it back in, call it back in. Yes, o dia kas iri di si hit dia da kiu ba hat tu ku sti di ini di ik a kiu ku sia ha. Ye ro ku sti a tu u sti a ku sti a kiu ini me ye dia da ku sti i dia dia sha. You may feel the energy running through your body. I can feel a lot of energy moving, a lot of blue energy coming from the blue ray. A lot of, so it's gold, yellow energy coming in, and pinkish, kind of purplish energy, so the pale rainbow light. There's the layer. So you just shed a big layer of what was, a big layer across your multidimensional bodies. So as you're shedding these layers, feel the space that is opening up for you, and feel the space with happiness. Feel this space with I am powerful. Feel the space with I embody my true power. I am authentic. I am pure potentiality. I am pure possibility. And keep filling that space with everything that you are and everything that you're stepping into. And if this is about you unlocking your gifts, step into that. I am now, and whatever that is for you, fill that space. Continue to fill the space. So they're recalibrating your field. I can see them removing things and then turning things on in your field. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And just feel yourself in this moment. Feel yourself in the presence. Feel the energy moving through you. Feel the shedding that is happening. Feel the openness that is happening. Go ahead and step into that openness. Step into that openness. Step into that openness. Step into that new field of possibility. Step into that new quantum field that is available to you. The quantum field is opening up for you to create. To create the new level of you. To create the new reality for you. The new level of mastery. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and embrace peace. Embrace, I am balanced, I am whole, I am complete, I am oneness. Embrace self-love and embrace self-acceptance. Come into that field of that powerful alignment of I am, I am, I am. Another shedding happening. Around your field muscles, yarrow, yarrow, uk at yet, yakas at ut it ish a year, boost uk at yena ut yada. And I feel that all the beings of light, the angelic beings, the cosmic beings, the luminous beings, all working around you, removing, 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 recalibrating, recoding, turning on codes within you for the next, for the next, for the next, for the next, for the next. Again, this is now available to you. This is now available to you to create, to create, to create, to manifest. To design, receive it, receive it, receive it, and step into that certainty, step into that I am, step into that ownership of who you are and everything that is now available to you. May out ud ak ye kesti dirini isio husulo kaya yeko ma tu tu shihut di diri kema uti ma kusti ti yekosti ni di ti ik ayet. Yama ut at yekest uk as it ishihasoma a yeka. Ye also ma ut at ishia dusu didi ak estetisha. Again, lots of shedding, and especially from your energetic field and from your chakra system, from your Hara line. Just beautiful, beautiful calling in spirit for embodiment, calling in spirit for alignment, calling in spirit for embodiment and alignment, and bringing in all your multidimensional bodies together. Yam at ukie it's the ishia husuma at uk just to uniti tireke iata umgaya. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go bring everybody down. So let's go ahead and come back into your bodies, come back into the present moment. Again, holding space for new possibilities. Holding space for mass consciousness to heal, to elevate, to evolve, holding space for the collective to release, to be free, to step into their sovereignty, holding space for the new to show up, the new doors to open, holding space for the new awakening, the new level of ownership, mind body ownership, mind energy spirit ownership, holding space for new possibilities, new prosperity to come in, and holding space for the massive healing to happen at all multidimensional levels for everyone involved, and especially those that experience current trauma. Lots of energy of compassion, lots of energy of love, lots of energy of loving kindness coming through, and just feeling the space and elevating everybody, just surrounding everybody, just in this love embrace, this loving support. Yamau Diana Shia Ok Ayet Yera Kasta Dep Dep Yaku Maha Yushu Husa Mahat Yera Kasta Da Katata. Sending lots of love to everyone around the world, especially those that are currently experiencing loss or grief or sadness, to support you moving forward and to find the way home to you, to find the way back to your alignment, back to source, back to the new possibility, and to open new doors for you and up level into the next quantum. A pathway. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The energy is still moving, the energy is still working. We are done. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Now we are complete here in this moment, but the energy is still moving. I can still feel the flow of energy moving and opening. And again, it's going to the next, into the next, into the next. Beautiful.
Yeah, I am so glad the camera was on you because at one point I literally, well, I started to fall out of the chair. Oh my God. And so I had to.
That. I love how deep you went.
Yeah, just I don't even know what that space is called. I know I love that space. It feels like that's the space we're supposed to operate from all the time.
Infinite possibility.
Yeah, thank you. That was enormous. That's like one of those putting it on a loop and experiencing that, because that can be played all year this year to help at any juncture.
Absolutely.
Have you had, I mean, I'm curious because I don't have the experiences you have, and maybe many people who are listening. So let's start with this question. How do you, Maria, foresee quantum ascension's possibilities in humanity's near future? Are there any unprecedented changes that we can expect as more individuals engage in this process?
What I'm noticing is that more star seeds are stepping forward. Like they feel that calling to step forward. And even if they were already in the path, it just feels like they're being pulled more into a new level in which they're accessing and they're remembering who they are, what they came to be, and then bringing in that technology. So I see that happening for a lot of us, just kind of having more of a clear connection and clear awareness and being able to download directly. So I see that. I also see a different level of health happening, meaning that we're moving from like what's going on in my body to I can heal my body. I can feel the imbalance and I'm balancing that out again. So less of that happening, less distortions around health or around aging. So I see that also as a shift. And I also see a big shift in wealth. The awareness, wealth consciousness, also very strongly. More people living in the possibility of I can be wealthy or I can have a financial freedom. I can have financial support. I can create a legacy, generational wealth. So I see all of those shifts happening in humanity at different levels. So at the, personal level with who we are as beings and star seeds. As who we are here on Earth, living in this physical body, and who we are in what we're creating as our lifestyle. So all of that, I see it's as a big shift for everybody. And to move it into it, or to sort of take advantage of that, is to continue to move into that awareness and that ownership and that calling in to integrate every part of yourself or parts of yourself to fully hold that space for those living in that frequency and that vibration.
Yeah, this reminds me. I was thinking about last year at Conscious Life Expo, where I saw you on Thursday while you were setting up. And then there was Friday, but then, the big boom of people is Saturday and Sunday, and especially Saturday. And going by your booth and the line of people waiting to sit down in front of you and get worked on, basically, get assistance from you. So tell me, Conscious Life Expo, what are you doing? What are you talking about? What is available in your booth? All of that.
Yeah, so I have one lecture and one workshop. The first one is on Friday at 3 o'clock, and that one is about our frequency. So very similar to what we did here today when we're tapping into a higher frequency and looking for the interference or the separation, the gap. So I'm going to walk everybody through on how to, first of all, create the space for you to hold the highest frequency and how to tune easily to that frequency and continue to elevate. The goal is that we live from that place. You talked about, I love that place of infinite possibility. Well, the goal is that we don't have to get there every day, that we live from that place every day and that we create from that place every day. And so that's going to be that conversation and also a process that day to help everybody feel into it, experience it, and then really integrate that knowing of this is available to me and I can live from this place. So that's on Friday. And then on Saturday, I'm talking about the wealth consciousness experiment. which is I can be wealthy. It's what if we started again from that place instead of I'm working toward being financially secure, I'm working toward calling back everything that is mine and working toward creating my financial success. What if we started from I'm already a millionaire and I think and I embody the millionaire consciousness? What if we started from wealth is already available to me? My divine fortune is already available to me. And elevating to that place and then creating from that place and making decisions from that place. So there is a process there as well, and there is clearing involved. And I will introduce the process and the clearing and help everybody move into that place of I can have it all now. So similar, but we're working on different things, but very powerfully bringing us back to. You know, there's no need to be in the efforting and the trying and the working toward. We can start from that point in time. So it's almost like moving the dial to that present moment, to the time where you're actually getting to, and then moving that back, and that will be your starting point. That new, so creating that quantum leap in that moment, and then moving forward, and then creating a quantum leap and another quantum leap. So those are the two presentations, one 45 minutes and the other one 90 minutes. And at the booth, I'll have the ability to do sessions with people as they come in, 10, 20, or 30 minutes. All very impactful, all with enough time to do what we need to do. So when people come by, they can choose to do a 10, 20, or 30-minute session during the time that we're there. And I'll be doing sessions Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, virtually from the beginning to the end, except for the time that I'm doing the talks. In the workshop.
Are you bringing your three children this year or not?
I am. They're going to be helping me. They are all very gifted. So I am, they know who I am. They just don't know the community I'm in. So this is their introduction to the communities and meeting people and meeting other like-minded individuals and like energy individuals in the field. And also learning to hold their own space as well. And to be of service to others as well. So they're going to be there with me again this time.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait to see them. Tell me, because you're also business-wise, and I love because you do teach about wealth and creating wealth, and you do help spiritual entrepreneurs to find their footing there. But I also know you're opening up to so much right now. Can you share some of what you're offering out into the world and the many ways people can work with you?
Yeah, thank you. And all of this information is going to be available on my website, 360 Prosperity and Evolve360.online. So the offers currently available, the first one that I want to mention is Divine Body Code. And what that is a complete total transformation, quantum transformation, where I'm systematically, methodically going into the system. So I also consider the body as a system like a computer or like a collective of systems. So we're taking each system within the physical body, so the cardiovascular system, the reproductive system, the endocrine system, and we're looking at the system from different levels, from the emotional level, the mental level, the energetic level, and we're looking for interferences, parasitical, energetic, physical as well. So any imbalance that is there that is affecting the health, that is affecting the vitality, that is affecting the vibration of and the life force of the individual, and we're removing it. We're also going into the DNA in each of the cells, so in each of the organs, and clearing from that level as well. So this is a process that is helping us basically renew our body at every level. It's a 12-month program, so every month we're doing a system. It takes more than a couple of hours to go through the system. So we meet three times a month to do the system clearing, and also to be able to bring in whatever is pertaining to the group. For instance, if we're working in the endocrine system, and some people have diabetes or a metabolic syndrome. Or hormonal imbalance. So we want to bring that into the container of healing. So we'll heal that from the individual, from the generations, from the epigenetics. So we're healing generations forward and back as well. So again, we're repairing, restoring, recalibrating, upgrading the organ system from the DNA level up, and then reintegrating into the body with a higher frequency. And if we do one, it's great, but if we do all of them, that's powerful. So that's why we're doing this monthly. And that is the new you, the new quantum you that we are creating, that we're allowing to be sort of reborn, redesigned in this program. So that's Divine Body Code. The other one is Wealth Consciousness Program. So this is about your divine fortune, and it's about clearing not just yourself, but the money stories, money contracts, poverty consciousness, the karma, and the loss that you are carrying from other lifetimes and the generations before you, as well as, because a lot of times we carry the agreements that are not really ours, but they're our ancestors, but we're holding them because that's part of our lineage. So we go back and clear not just our own, but we ask our ancestors if they're ready to clear, heal poverty consciousness, lack and scarcity, and move into the higher level of wealth and prosperity. So we're doing that part, but we're also coming in to move into alignment with the laws of the universe. So we're working with the universe and really understanding the laws and how they work and how we can use them to manifest. I'm also covering two of my formulas for manifesting. And you know, we create the intention and we move through the formulas of manifesting to create that result, that reality. So it's really powerful because, again, we're doing it at different levels. And we're also watching how the money is growing. And we can see from one month to the other the opportunities that are coming in, the monies that are coming in, and how you feel about wealth and holding that wealth frequency. So it's amazing. The goal is to unlock your inner millionaire. And that's what we're doing, unlocking your inner millionaire in this program. And the third program is Energy Alchemy. That program is where I teach you what I do. And I have three different levels. The first level is the healing aspect and unleashing your superpowers. So we heal the parts of you that decided being supernatural wasn't good or wasn't safe, or the stories that the inner child created, or all the areas that you shut down your abilities. So we heal those aspects and we begin to unlock your superpowers. And then the next part is how to, like, how do we apply them? How do we work with people? And how do we create that alchemy? How do we create the space of transformation? So I'll walk you through different processes to do that. So those are the three offers that I currently have. And would love to talk to anybody if they have any interest or any questions about them.
I got goosebumps, honestly. I thought, you know, the first one was like, wow, amazing. How incredible a program. You're like a human med bed. And then you got to the second one, and I'm like, you know, yeah, again, I got goosebumps, and I just thought, these are so important. All of this is so important. And I love it because it's shedding, shedding, shedding all of this on different levels, the physical level, the wealth level, the activation, the blueprint, all of that stuff. It's shedding, shedding, and bringing in what we prefer instead. Just beautiful. I know you also offer independent, if you will, one-on-one private sessions. I don't know if you do many of those, if you have time to do a lot of that anymore. But we'll send people to your 360prosperity.com.
Yes, I still do one-on-one sessions. I still do a few of them, and I do love both the group and the individual, because it's, you know, the individual is so customized for the person, and we can go very deep, and we can be very specialized in what we're doing, and then that is beneficial not for that person, not just for the person, but their whole family. When we work in the group, it's for the individual, but it's also for the collective. So both are very powerful. I enjoy doing both. In my website, 360 Prosperity, in the section Work With Me, you can also choose if you have questions to do a discovery call, or you can book a program or a package of sessions. So there's a lot of options there on my website.
Lucky us. And Maria, will you wrap this amazing conversation up for us. What do you most want us to know leaving this time with you?
The most important thing, first of all, is to know that you are so powerful, to know that you're a creator, and to know that the ability to de design your life is, it's so present, it's so visceral, it's so vivid, especially in this time. And to really step into that and harness that and feel, first of all, the universe around you supporting you in this process, and to feel how you're being guided moving forward. All of us have our own divine team. And if you are not already connected, really connect to your divine team to feel that support, to feel the love, to feel that guidance that is moving you forward, and to know that you matter, know that you're important, and know that you're essential here. We're all essential, and we have a role to play in the ascension of humanity and the ascension of Earth and even the universe. So to know that, and to really embody that, to really harness that.
Thank you for coming so much. Thank you for being with us. I can't wait to see you again in a week at Conscious Life Expo. And just bless you for all the beautiful work you do here for so many people at a time when we really do need folks like you who are deeply connected in bridges from that benevolent, loving world, wanting, beckoning us forward. And to us, sometimes in this 3D experience, wanting to find our way there. Thank you for being that bridge.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure. And I love these conversations that I have. And yes, I look forward to seeing you at the Conscious Life Expo. And it's going to be amazing. I know we're going to be there holding space for a lot of people. And I love to see everyone there. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. And folks who want to go again, go to debbie-dashinger.com/CLE for Conscious Life Expo. Absolutely get your tickets. So much beauty going on there for 4 days. And I end today's show with these ancestral healing affirmations. I am the elevated incarnation. I am the visionary manifestation. I am multidimensional healing. I am the new beginning. Subscribe to this number one transformation, Dare to Dream, and leave a comment. Please share the show. I love hearing from you guys. In the next coming weeks on the show, wow. Well, first of all, I have somebody who goes by the name of Nurse Medium. So I read about her. She's talking at Conscious Life Expo. She's coming on next week. And it's pretty amazing what she can do in the medical world and what she can do connecting with our loved ones who have passed. Then also, Tim Tactical is going to be back. And then the legend, George Norrie from Coast to Coast Radio and Gaia TV will be here. I am ready to spend some time with that icon. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us on Dare to Dream. It is a pleasure. And remember, everything Maria so brilliantly shared that I think really is the best message we could carry through this time. Feel your feelings and also continually elevate. Look into the question, what is possible now? And I always say, what would love do next? And you can act from that for yourself and for others as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbie-dashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.